here's a story from The World.
In the past couple of years, voters across several Latin American countries have been electing leaders from the political left. Luis Inácio Lula da Silva in Brazil, Gustavo Petro in Colombia, Gabriel Boric in Chile. Just a few examples of what's come to be known as the pink tide. The World's TV Saizea reports on what it means for U.S. interests and policy priorities.
Latin America has deep connections with the United States. The U.S. has long been one of the most important trading partners for the whole region. They share many of the same security and environmental goals. Immigration from Latin America has deeply influenced politics and culture in the U.S. But there's been a lot of tension here as well. And those tensions are rooted in history, says Guillermo Long. He's a former foreign minister in Ecuador and is now with the Center for Economic and Policy Research in Washington.
The United States has got a pretty bad record of supporting authoritarian governments in Latin America for the purpose of keeping the hemisphere docile.
He says during the Cold War, the U.S. took a hard line against left-leaning governments across the region.
Seriously backing authoritarian regimes, including military dictatorships, who committed human rights atrocities in some cases.
Long says U.S. economic policies in Latin America did not contribute to prosperity. Instead, they helped make inequality worse by focusing on big business and trade concessions. In the 1990s, there was a pushback against this model, and the region began to shift to the political left. This was the first pink tide, Long says.
It was about the rebirth of the nation state, turning the page from the neoliberal years. In a number of countries, there were new constituent processes building new constitutions.
These left-wing governments in places like Bolivia, Brazil, and Venezuela were able to present themselves to voters for the first time. That's according to Michael Parberg, a professor of political science at Virginia Commonwealth University.
And this was a time of increasing hope and increasing expectations for living standards.
Paberg says there were successes that came out of the first pink tide, but there were huge failures as well. In Venezuela, the government of Hugo Chavez steered the country's economy into chaos. That contributed to a political backlash in the region that boosted right-wing parties in places like Argentina and Brazil. But in recent years, the left has shown that it's here to stay. This return of another pink tide in Latin America gained momentum during the pandemic. And right now, about 80% of the region's economic power is in the hands of left-of-center political leaders. For some politicians here in the U.S., this is a problem. Here's Texas Republican Ted Cruz speaking over the summer.
Already, nine governments across South America, Central America, and the Caribbean are controlled by socialists. They are committed to undermining American security and to endangering Americans.
But is Senator Cruz correct? Is this new pink tide in Latin America fundamentally anti-American? Michael Parberg from Virginia Commonwealth University says that's not the case.
People in Latin America, leaders in Latin America, want more U.S. engagement and attention. It's just they want it to be fair. They want it to be on equal terms.
He says the left in Latin America is not as radical as it was 30 years ago, and these governments share many of the same interests.
The U.S. wants to see efforts to slow climate change, to deal with migration flows. They want to see citizen security in the region. They want to see greater economic prosperity for the region. These are things that Latin American governments can engage with the U.S. on, despite ideological differences.
For all these reasons, Parberg says Washington should look at this new pink tide in Latin America not as a threat, but as an opportunity. For The World, I'm Tibisay Sea.